welcome to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, continuing our special episodes from yesterday entitled Maintaining a Healthy Weight. We are featuring food for life recipes from the Cancer Project, which is affiliated with the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, or PCRM. The Cancer Project promotes cancer prevention and survival through a better understanding of cancer causes, particularly the link between nutrition and cancer. Registered dietitian Stephanie Bina and Chef Sualua Tupelo will present low-fat, entirely vegan, and absolutely tasty dishes to enrich our health and lives with better food choices.
You know, Chef, potatoes have gotten a bad rap when it comes to weight control, but they're perfectly nutritious and fit well into a plant-based diet. Traditional mashed potatoes are high in fat and calories because they contain butter and cream. But today, we're going to make a rutabaga potato mash that is low in fat. And the rutabagas are in the cruciferous vegetable family, so that means they are high in cancer-fighting compounds.
And here's our rutabaga, which I will show you how to cut up a little later. We have our potatoes. We have a little soy milk. We're going to season it with a little salt and pepper. So, shall we get this dish started? Okay, first thing we're going to do is add our rutabagas to the pot. Then we'll add our potatoes. Then we're going to add our water. And we'll just add our soy milk. You can also use rice milk. That will work as well if you want to use rice milk. Okay. We're going to boil the cream and everything right into our root vegetables here. Okay. Give it a couple grinds from our pepper mill. And there you go. Now we're going to keep this on a low simmer for about 25 minutes. Okay. So we'll just turn this down on low. And we'll just put a cover on it and just cover it up. Wow, how's this looking?
Looks really good. Smells good. I smell the sweetness of the rutabaga.
Let me show you something now on how to cut up our rutabagas here. Some of you have probably seen these in the market or just walked past them, but didn't know what it was called. One thing I like to do with this is just make sure I have a nice sharp peeler or a good sharp knife to do this, to clean this with. So what we're going to do is just take off the ends here. Okay. And we're just going to set it straight on the counter, and we're going to cut this in half. Okay. You notice how white it is here, the flesh of the rutabaga. It's nice and white. But look at the color of it when it comes in to be cooked. You have this nice, bright yellow color, almost like a yam or butternut squash type color. So what we'll do here is a couple ways that you can do. If you want to do it with the peeler, you can do it with the peeler just by peeling it down like this. Make sure you have a good peeler though. Okay. Once you peeled half of this, turn it over to the other side and peel the other side. To use the knife method to peel your rutabaga, we're just going to peel straight down like this. Okay? You can just cut it whatever thickness you want, depending on other vegetables that you're going to be cooking it with.
Now, does the rutabaga and the potato cook in about the same amount of time, or do you have to chop them different sizes?
I like to chop my rutabagas a little bit smaller and my potatoes a little bit larger because they have a little bit different cooking time. So what we'll do is we'll just take a potato masher and we'll just mash them with the potato masher. Look at that. You have that two-tone color. And I like to keep it like that. And there you have it. So what we'll do is just dish it up.
This is really a good idea so you can add variety to your diet instead of eating just plain mashed potatoes. Try the rutabagas, or the parsnips, or the celery root. They all really taste good.
And there you have it.
So next, we have a nice refreshing ending to the dishes we prepared today, a low-fat blueberry smoothie.
When it comes to smoothies, the sky's the limit. There is so much fruit. I've been told that if I can eat one fruit every day for the rest of my life, I still will not have eaten all the fruits that there are in this world.
That's a lot of smoothies you can make.
Just look at our abundance of fruit here that we have. We're going to start off with bananas. We can also put mixed berries in our smoothies as well. And today we're going to be putting blueberries. But you also have all the different types of mangoes and cantaloupes and grapes and fresh blueberries. We're going to put a little orange juice, a little soy milk. You can also use rice milk or almond milk in these. Now keep in mind that blueberries are the sweetest berries they are to me. If you're using mixed berries or strawberries, you might want to add a sweetener to that. And I like using agave, which is made from the cactus plant, or some 100% maple syrup. That works just as well. So for agave, you can use that just as a replacement for honey, equal parts, and that will work just as well in your recipes. One thing to keep in mind is bananas. Sometimes we look at bananas and they're brown like this and we say, let's throw them away. Don't throw them away, just peel them. If you just peel these bananas, you see? This is really good smoothie material. And what I do is I like to just put them in a Ziploc bag from this point after I've removed the peels off of them and freeze them. That way you have a nice frozen smoothie when you pull them out of the freezer to use them.
That's a good tip. I like using frozen fruit in my smoothies as well because it keeps it nice and icy without actually adding ice, which can dilute the flavor.
That's right. Or another thing that you can do with your ice is take some of this fruit juice and put it in your ice cube trays. Take that ice out of your trays and fill it up with orange juice. And then use those frozen cubes to make your smoothie.
It's a great tip.
How about let's put it together?
Great.
Okay, well, we're going to start off with this, our bananas. So we'll add some of that in here.
And you mentioned adding agave or maple syrup, but in our recipe, we are just, all the sweetness for this smoothie comes from the whole fruit.
That's right. We're going to just add these blueberries here because they are sweeter. So we'll put our blueberries in. Okay.
So when you get the sweetness from the whole fruit, you still get to consume all the beneficial fiber and all the other nutrients that are in the fruit.
A little orange juice. And if you want the creaminess, a little soy milk. So let's blend it up.
I think it's done. Would you like a glass?
Sure. And so this is a real good nutritious drink to have in the mornings. It give you a little good energy and a little sweetness to go along with the bitterness of mornings sometime.
Let's try it.
This is really good. Nice and fruity and berries.
I can really taste the bananas as well. And it's low fat and low in calories, so it's going to help you keep that extra weight off. So try our low fat blueberry smoothies, and it will help you maintain a healthy weight.
For more information on the Cancer Project and Food for Life, please visit cancerproject.org. foodforlifetv.org or call 001-202-244-5038 to learn more about how a diet rich in fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and beans can help you prevent cancer.
details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VEG.